Summer vacation is coming to an end and cooler temperatures are ahead, but water consumption remains top of mind in the region. The region of Waterloo is reminding residents that the water conservation bylaw is still in effect until September 30th. We've had some really dry stretches this year, particularly in June and July, Dan Marr, supervisor of water programs for the region of Waterloo, said. The bylaw is really to protect peak water demands. If we have a really hot stretch, it can put our reservoirs in jeopardy. There are a number of reservoirs throughout the water system that store water after it's been treated. It can then be distributed to the community as needed. Maintaining healthy levels ensures that critical needs are met, such as enough drinking water and for fire services. Marr says there are consequences to not following the bylaw. We do have staff out to monitor usage and there is a ticketing process, he said. We try not to be heavy-handed. The first step is educating people, but if we see concerning trends, there can be tickets issued. For those concerned about their yellow or brown lawn, there's no need to worry, says Marr. Lawns are resilient and they often go dormant for periods of time, he said. Just because grass goes brown or yellow doesn't mean it's dead. In fact, overwatering your lawn can cause the roots to become shallow, making the grass less resilient. Overall, the region has been happy with the commitment shown by the community to water conservation. From a statistics standpoint, we track the number of offenses and we're seeing a lot of compliance, Marr said. We want to say thank you to everyone who has helped maintain our water levels during what's been a dry summer. To review your assigned water consumption days, visit regionofwaterloo.ca.